WTEL podcasts are powered by Stanley Steamer Air Duct Cleaning, Delaware's clean air experts. Call 1-800-STEAMER.
And a look at the world of polling, of course, going into the next midterm election and whatever lessons might have been derived from the presidential election. CBS News pollster, director of polls Anthony Salvanto, is the author of a new book, Where Did You Get That Number? A Pollster's Guide to Making Sense of the World. Hi, Anthony. And what about lessons pollsters might have derived from that last election where everyone seemed to think Clinton was going to win except for some of the very late polling? And then I know some of the Rust Belt states, they did hardly any polling, which might have accounted for the surprise.
Hey, Alan, thanks for having me. You know, you point out a very, very good point. There wasn't enough polling in some of those states, and I think a couple of things. One is, you looked at the national numbers last time, and yeah, the polls nationally were pretty good, but that wasn't necessarily where the action was, and the action was in those Midwestern states. You know, one of the things to take away from that is this year, we're watching this race for Congress, and I still see a lot of national polling. And, okay, the Democrats are up, and we call this national generic ballot. But does that really tell you the story? Well, what we're doing is we're doing our polling concentrated in the House districts that could swing, in the competitive House districts. So we want to focus where the action is. And so that's a lesson, I think, for everybody. A number can be accurate, but still not be as meaningful. And that's one of the differences I want to point out with the book. Know what's in your numbers and know what they really mean. So this year, lesson, watch the competitive places. Watch the places that can swing. That's what's going to tell you.
Well, you know, I don't envy your mission as a pollster today. Of course, a number of people no longer have regular phones. But beyond that, gauging voter intensity, whether someone who says he or she wants to send a message to one side or the other, whether they're actually going to show.
Oh, look, turnout is one of the things pollsters always wrestle with. And this year, you're going to see Democrats say they're enthusiastic. They say they're going to show up. You know, historically, most people don't vote in midterm elections. So we'll watch to see if that changes. But remember that a poll isn't a prediction. So you should watch and see if those enthusiasm measures shift. You should watch and see if those turnout and those likely voters in the measures in the polls start to shift. That's how you watch this unfold. And again, you know, you look 2 months out, we're not trying to predict what people are going to think or even going to do. We're trying to explain the contours of what could unfold, Alan.
And we have had examples, haven't we, of two different things. One, you have a campaign that is overly confident because of the polling model based on the voters who turned out the previous time, or conversely, maybe overestimating new voters.
That's right. Turnout for a large number of people is a habit. They just do it every time. But the shifts there come in who's enthusiastic, who's paying attention. You know, but again, this is a case where you want to look past the horse race. I think this horse race analogy is too often overused, because a horse race, as the horses gallop across the track, that track that's gone. It's done. It's finished. But, you know, in a campaign, everything could shift. Everything could shift in a week.
That is a great point. And also, you might want to tell our listeners how you were kind of cloistered in a room as the exit polling was coming in on election day, and you were seeing the difference between the early morning and later voters.
Yeah, you know, I open up the book. It sort of uses 2016 as a starting point, and I want to go on from there. But I do tell you how we do these exit polls. And we were sequestered. We were looking at those early numbers. And it seemed like, even though Clinton might have had that early lead, that the people who were still coming out to vote that day were going to be more pro-Trump, and things were shifting. I came back that evening, and all I could think was, yep, this is a contested race. This is going to be a nail-biter.
Utterly fascinating. Quickly, right now, again, keeping in mind what you just said, it's a snapshot. How do you think the midterms are going to go? D's take the House or not necessarily?
Well, that's the whole point. I'm not making predictions. I'm not going to tell you what you're going to think.
If it were held today, what do you think?
If it were held today, though, we've got the Democrats at 222 with a margin of error of 11 seats. So there's still the possibility that the Republicans hold control. So let's see what the arguments are over the next 2 months, and let's find out what happens, Alan.
And 2 months is a long time in politics. Thank you, sir. Good luck with the book.
Thanks for having me.
Anthony Salvanto, author, Where Did You Get That Number? A Pollster's Guide to Making Sense of the World. He is the CBS News Director of Polls with us live on WDEL.